Hey friends!
How's it going?
Michael with the energy. Woohoo! Always, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be surprised anymore.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, anyways, good morning if you're listening to this in the morning.
It's or good afternoon if
actually,
you're
actually, it is afternoon. Oh, shoot.
If you're our friends in Europe.
Oh, my God. You're a disaster. Anyways, hello. Hope you all are doing well today. We are sharing Molly and Ben's engagement session that we took here in Richmond at Maymount Park.
Yes.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, Ben.
Thanks.
So when we first met Molly and Ben, we video chatted with them a couple months ago, and they were on two separate screens. And I was like, why aren't they together? Well, if you were wondering, Ben's in the Navy and Molly's finishing up grad school, so they're on the opposite sides of the state.
Yeah, so Richmond was actually a really nice place for their engagement session. Mm-hmm. Convenient for us, because that's where we are, mm-hmm. but also nice for them because they were coming from two separate areas, and Molly's mom lives here in Richmond, and so it worked out really nicely because the dog was able to come.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Lucy joined us for the end of the session.
Yeah.
So it was just the perfect mix of everything.
Yeah, and also today, this session, we also get to share a first session that we actually shot with our new camera.
Oh, yeah. So we upgraded.
Yeah.
If you are into techie stuff, Michael and I have always shot, not always, for the last couple of years, have shot with the Nikon D750, which is a great body, and we love it. But it was just kind of time for an upgrade. If you know anything about us, we are serial overshooters, so mm-hmm. our shutter count was crazy.
Yeah.
Needed new bodies, and so the new hotness is the mirrorless. And so we actually had a friend of ours here in Richmond, Emily, who just upgraded to the mirrorless as well, let us come over and test it out.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael, who I think was kind of on the fence,
yeah.
after we played with it, he was like, yeah, let's do it.
I'm still a little nervous.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why?
I don't know. It just seems different. That's all. Maybe
it
don't like change.
You like classic things.
I do.
You're into
classics.
I do.
I like the DSLR format.
Yeah.
But
so mirrorless doesn't actually have a shutter, which is crazy. It's like fully digital. So it is different, but I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Okay.
It's taking some getting used to. At the very beginning of the session, I was like, okay, Molly and Ben, here's the deal. We tested this out. We've had a session with it, but it's just a small one. Like,
mm-hmm.
this is the first, like, true hurrah
mm-hmm.
with the new body. And so if I look like I don't know what I'm doing, it's because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm still learning all the placements and how to change settings and everything with the new... All the buttons are different.
Yeah, they are.
So, they were really sweet and bared, and they knew from Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
they
we
did.
Had already done.
They asked about it.
which I love.
Yeah.
I love when people
mm-hmm.
like know things already. Anyways, so it was really fun.
Yeah. We actually only bought one of them to start with. We like to shoot the same body and lens just so that our editing style is exact in post-production. But we only bought one to start with to make sure it was what we wanted. But, so...
And Michael's into classics. He might not go mirrorless.
Yeah.
You
we'll see.
Think?
Yeah.
It's just going to make
editing harder. We'll do a poll on Instagram
harder.
And I'll just have to make that the decision. Right? Let the mass media choose. Anyways. So Emily, who was the person who let us try it out, was actually at Maymont there.
Oh, yeah,
while we were there. So that was kind of fun to see her. But so we spent the first half at Maymont, and then we decided to spend the rest at VMFA. And part of the reason why we chose that is because it's very close to where, as Laura said, Molly's parents are. And we got to spend some time with their cute little dog.
Also in the summer, when people choose to go to Maymont, we kind of force them to pick two locations
yeah.
because Maymount closes at 7 p.m. and sunset right now isn't until like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we love being able to shoot in that golden hour of the 2 hours before sunset. So instead of, you know, shooting early in the day and not really getting optimal light, we picked two locations. And so we started in Maymount, shot the first half there, and then ended up at the VMFA, which was perfect.
It was like a greatest hits of places we take photos in Richmond. That's what it was.
Michael loves Maymont. I love VMFA.
That's right. It's true.
You don't really like the MFA.
No,
as
I
much.
Do like the MFA. It just felt like we'd been there a bunch.
But now we're going to have Bennett Name on.
You say that, but the last two sessions had to get changed because of weather. So it has been longer since we were last there.
That's true.
Anyways, upcoming, we do have some more sessions at Maymont, so Laura is correct that way.
But Maymont is fantastic.
It is.
You could shoot there. We could literally shoot every single Richmond session there, and they could all feel different because there's so many places to shoot in Maymont.
Yeah.
We don't even ever explore that far away from the entrance because you don't have to.
Right.
Anyways. Molly and Ben are getting married next year at the Hermitage in Norfolk, which we're really excited about. We've never done a wedding there before, and it is a beautiful venue. We've done engagement sessions and have been there before and absolutely love it.
Yeah. I'm so excited!
So we can't wait for that. Besides, Molly and Ben are just the absolute sweetest.
Yeah.
So enjoy a few of our many favorites from their session.
Congrats, you guys.